Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605.
Thank you all for joining us on this Wednesday edition of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. And we're going to be bringing in our co-host, Kareem Hamid, in just one moment. We want you to give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1 when you're ready.
Fire on
relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Testimony before the Credentials Committee, the FDP had a lineup of very different people. They had Rita Schwerner, the widow of Mickey, who had been killed in Neshoba County. They had Martin Luther King. Everybody knew King.
Okay, I'm going to open up your mic in a few moments here. Praise be to Allah. Thank you.
Oof, a little warm here today.
Unmuted.
Have my co-host with us, Naima Latif. Assalamu alaikum, Naima Latif.
Wa alaikum salam. And we are so grateful to have you this morning and our American Muslim 360 family. And I can hear as you play that clip, we're all very much impacted by the events of these past several days, and everyone getting answers. So today we want to provide some answers and want to help people feel empowered to change the conditions that we find ourselves in. Now, for the last several days, we've been, and I'm sure on American Muslim 360 as well, we've been talking about the impact of the Texas shooting, the impact of the Buffalo shooting, the frustration that we have about what continues to happen, and legislators who don't seem to be motivated to change the conditions that allow people to massacre groups of people with guns. And so we're kind of stuck in this loop of seeing acts of violence, getting frustrated about it, but being deadlocked between the people who want to remove the guns and the people who, out of their fear, want to keep the guns because they believe if you get rid of the guns, then you don't have protection against people who have guns. So this becomes a stalemate that we've seen continue over and over again. And because we haven't changed the way we think, we're stuck there. So today we want to get the world unstuck. We've got three measures that we've put forth to change what has happened and what is happening so that we can create a different future. We have more power than we realize. We just have to learn to access it. So one of the things we're going to talk about today is the group we started some time ago, Women Against Violent Entertainment. And we're about creating a new generation of peaceful youth by stopping the use of violence as entertainment. Now, people listen to that and they say, well, you know, that's not really the problem. Yeah, it really is. That is it. And we've been programming our minds not only to accept violence, to expect violence, to promote violence, and to use violence when we're frustrated, angry, and feeling powerless. And we've been programming our children since early childhood to do this. And so when they do this, we're shocked. Why are we shocked? We did this. We made this mess. So we're going to talk about that. And then we're going to talk about the power of our energy to change what we're creating. We've also created a group called PEACE, and that acronym means Prayer for the Establishment of the Activation of Collective Enlightenment. And this is a Facebook group, a private Facebook group made up of people who understand the power of thought, the power of prayer, the power of positive energy and affecting the energy of those who are negative. Over these past couple of days, we've been talking about energy healing and things like Reiki and sending healing energy to people. We have the power to help people who are emotionally sick to heal using our own spiritual energy in a concentrated way. So we'll talk about that and how systematically we will send that healing energy to those who are displaying signs that they are emotionally ill and creating distress for themselves and others to help them heal themselves. We'll talk about that. And then we'll talk about the things we're choosing to put in our brains. And we had a conversation about that on yesterday's show. But we've got a public Facebook page entitled Get Inspired. And these are stories we're reposting of wonderful stories of good deeds that people are doing for each other so that we can remember most people around the world actually are doing good. And when we see good deeds, it actually not only it makes us feel good mood-wise, it boosts our immune system. So we actually become healthier by seeing good news as opposed to the repetition of bad news, violence, killing, hurt, pain, suffering. Instead of ingesting that all day, every day, we have created a site where people can go and hear and see good news and good deeds and feel good and see a different view of reality. So we're going to talk about those three measures that really give us the power to change the condition that we ourselves have created by collectively participating in this ongoing loop of violence. So right after the break, our first thing we're going to do, and if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1 when you're ready to speak. Right after the break, we're going to share with you scientifically, we're going to just play a little clip showing scientifically how we have created the environment that we're living in by the constant focusing on what we don't want, which is the violence, how we literally, energetically have created it, what our brains do in creating thought waves that we're sending out to the universe. And this is what we're seeing replayed. So we need to know from a physiological, from a physics point of view, from a metaphysical point of view, how we're collectively participating in increasing the violence with our thoughts. And when we understand the science behind it, then we can make a decision to stop participating in it. And once we know the science, and once we're aware that every thought we think we're either adding to the positive or adding to the negative energy of the universe, we will choose to control our thoughts, and we will choose what we allow to come into our thoughts. So we want to put those thoughts out there first, and talk about that. And then after the break, we're going to share with you this very powerful, revealing video that gives us clarity about how we're creating this reality we're living. So, Brother Kareem, what were some of your responses that you received after this Texas shooting and some of the elected officials who responded in terms of what they think needs to be done? What kind of feedback have you observed?
As far as the legislative process, it is held up by legislators that have sold their vote to the arms makers, to the arms dealers. Their campaign was financed by the arms manufacturers, and they are not budging. They owe their allegiance to them. President Biden, he met with the the families and the community of that horrific killing at the school in Uvalde. And he was informing them that he cannot do anything from the position of an executive order. But that which he has done, you utilizing the executive order, he shall continue to apply pressure there. But even with legislation, you know, that's all it is. It is a law on the books. But this is much more deeper than that. This is an internal, individual, human condition that must be addressed and solution for healing the thinking and the feelings and the behavior of us as a society, and that is done individually. You know, let me say this. I'll be very brief. And I, being a man that looks to revelation, looks to the revealed word of Almighty God, I look there for answers. And we, those of us that are of the Abrahamic faith, we know of the story that is told of Abraham, seeing in a vision that God had ordered him to sacrifice his son, and Abraham informed his son, "I have seen in a vision that God wants me to sacrifice you." And Abraham's son was willing to sacrifice himself if that was Almighty God's will and pleasure. Abraham, now you know he was, well, I'm quite sure he was kind of distraught, but he was going to follow the instructions that he believed he received from God. Abraham took a knife, getting ready to sacrifice his son. And in the next instant, Almighty God stopped Abraham and told Abraham to, no, don't sacrifice your son. Sacrifice a sheep and feed the poor. So this idea of bloodletting, of blood sacrifice, it is laying dormant in our subconscious. The idea that if something goes wrong or if I don't like a thing or whatever, that the result is bloodletting, blood sacrifice. They don't like me, so I'm going to shed their blood. I don't like them, so I'm going to shed their blood. This is laying dormant in the subconscious. In our subconscious, the blood sacrifice, God says, no, it is not, do not, it is not the blood that reaches me. It is your good deeds. It is your good deeds that matter. So I'm looking at it from that perspective. The time when something goes wrong, the human being wants to shed blood. Where does this come from? Where does this come from? It comes from right out of Scripture, right out of Scripture. You see the story of Cain slaying his brother Abel, and Abel's blood soaking into the ground. You see the idea of the powers that be did not like the message that our prophet Isa ibn Maryam, Jesus, the son of Mary, may Almighty God's peace and blessings be upon him. They did not like the idea of him sharing knowledge with the ignorant and poor. And we have a massive display of of the alleged, and I say alleged because we do not believe that Jesus was crucified. God says that he lifted him up to himself. But we see a massive display of bloodletting. They depict an image of him with blood coming from his head, pierced in his side. And this is the answer to all the ills of the world, that there must be a blood sacrifice. So we do not accept that, the depiction. And if we really think on it, that these images have entered our mind, our subconscious and our conscious mind, and we are continuously seeing more and more bloodletting, more and more mass killing. People are afraid of each other. This idea of replacement theory, of replacement, that there, it is predicted that in the near future, that the Caucasian will not be the majority in this country. And they are responding to the false concept of racism. The experts have said that in time, the browning of America, and out of racial fear, they are lashing out at people of color. So this is part of it. This is part of the root of it. Racism and the idea of blood sacrifice. If someone does something wrong, I must shed your blood, or some blood got to be shed somewhere. Even innocent children. All of these schools, these school massacres. So I'm looking at it from the point of the revealed word of God, and how those words have been twisted, taken out of their proper context, and have negatively affected the thinking and the emotionality of the human being. So that's my wording on that. We need to look at the idea of blood sacrifice and take it seriously. I'm not joking. This is a serious matter we are dealing with here. I'll stop right there, Sister Lane.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you point out that we have this belief that there has to be bloodshed and that it's inevitable and that this is what the Creator of the universe wants, is for us to do these violent acts as if this is something holy and spiritual. And the fact that a whole belief system is based on the idea of a human sacrifice. So when you mm-hmm. have a thought like that at your foundation, then you don't have the tools to undo the outcome, which is, as we see, a very violent society. So we first have to change the thought. And that's one of the things that we've been pushing, even as we prepare to launch our New Earth Homeschool Academy online, and giving parents a whole different philosophy and skills and techniques for raising children that does not involve inflicting pain. We have to change the belief system that the Creator of the universe operates off of inflicting pain. And that,
you know, Naima, the guest that you mentioned that is encouraging us to say good words into the environment. A word is like a good word is like a good tree. It bears its good fruit. And last night on America Muslim 360, Sister Munira Habil interviewed a a man named Instructor Benjamin Bilal and his wife. And they are etymologists, the science of words. And they were sharing with us that there is a vibration. There is a vibration that comes from words, positive or negative. And we hear this terminology, well, that does not resonate with me.
Mm-hmm.
Resonate and resonance, and resonance is pointing to a vibration that reaches us. I'm not receiving good vibrations from that. That does not resonate with me. So there is, it is shown that if you speak good words, it brings a spirit with it and a vibration with it that can positively or negatively affect human beings. So we have to be very selective as to what we lend our ears and our eyes to, but not only be selective of what we do and what we see, be very selective of what we say, of what we say, what we let come from out of our mouth into the environment.
Absolutely.
So there is a positive connection with positive words and how they resonate with us, how it affects the intended receiver of that word. You can speak words to a plant, good words to a plant, and the plant perks up, it grows, it responds positively to a good word. And so I'm looking forward to hear from your guest the power of the word and the power of suggestion, the power of the words that we put into the environment itself. They are powerful, and they do not just affect what you said. You are releasing positive energy.
Yes.
Positive energy, not negative energy.
Yes, that is the thing. We, with every thought, we're adding to what we experience in the universe. We're adding to either the positive or the negative with every single thought. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to share with you, when you change your thoughts, you change your reality. And this is part of the law of attraction, which is in operation all the time. It doesn't matter if you believe it or not. You are, in fact, creating the reality that you experience. And this is going to show you metaphysically how that works and three ways to deliberately influence what you're experiencing as an individual and what we're experiencing as a collective. So we will be right back after this quick break. And if you're listening online, we want you to join this conversation. Give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1 when you're ready to speak so that we can open your mic and get your thoughts on this June 1st day, 2020. And if you are upset about what you've been seeing and feeling frustrated and powerless, we want you to listen in and get empowered by taking back the power that you already have to shape reality. So we'll be right back after this quick break, so stay with us.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony and the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships. My introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me, for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Unmuted.
And we are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. I'm Naima Latif, along with our co-host Kareem Hamid and our American Muslim 360 family. And we're going to share a video with you. Now, for those who would like a visual image, then you can go to our Facebook or YouTube channel, The Female Solution, where we are broadcasting live, or you can hear the audio as we share it with you. And this is entitled, When You Change Your Thoughts, You Change Your Reality. And this, of course, is the law of attraction, meaning that you attract to you what you think about. And when you realize this, then you make a conscious decision on what you're going to think about so that instead of attracting what you don't want, you attract what you do want. So take a listen to this, and then we'll talk about these three super tips for transforming your thoughts into the reality that you want. These are three super tips for transforming your thoughts into reality.
The world doesn't happen to us. We create it moment by moment with our thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors. As humans, our thought patterns become wired within our brains, and it's very natural for us to become stuck in repetitive thought models. If those patterns are of a negative nature, they can create a world that causes a person to feel powerless to change their circumstances. But we always have the power to change anything we don't like in our lives. It's simply that to make the law of attraction work for us, we need to understand how our brains work in relation to universal law and what exactly it is that we need to do to manifest our lives consciously. Following are three super tips to help you transform your thoughts into reality. Number one, create new neural connections in your brain. New connections are established in our brains through new knowledge. As we add to and build upon new information of a like nature, those connections become stronger. So each time we engage in learning, we are building upon our neurological connections. Our memory sustains the connection, and through repetition, new neural pathways become stronger and maintain the bond. This works very closely with the law of attraction. For example, if you were to meditate every day for 30 minutes or longer, focusing on one single-minded thought of a version of yourself that brings you joy and happiness, you would train your brain to wire it to memory. Essentially, this empowers you to choose a new selection from the infinite field of possibilities and potential, and your mind will begin to believe that that version of yourself is true. Through rehearsing this other version of yourself mentally, the brain records these thoughts and logs them into your memory bank. Once this happens, you begin to project the new version of yourself back into the quantum field, creating a new future for yourself. And this can happen in as little as 2 weeks with intense focus. However, studies have proven that the average person loses their attention span 6 to 10 times per minute, so it does take practice. When we lack the skills of focus and concentration for the things we want, subatomic particles can't pay attention to those things. In other words, they have nothing concrete to be magnetized to regarding our desires. So essentially, the longer your attention span and focus, the more you increase your manifestation ability. And creating these new brain connections through intense focus is definitely a skill worth developing. Number two. Learn to use your emotions to your advantage. Our five senses are always picking up information and delivering that data back to the brain. The neurons in our brain then fire the neurotransmitters, which in turn feeds back to us emotions and feelings. So with every thought we have, the brain produces chemical reactions in the body. And if we aren't introducing any new types of thoughts to ourselves, we will continue to feel the same way we always do. So why is this important? Because when a thought pattern is established, the probability of those types of thoughts being a manifested reality is very high. New thought patterns change the chemistry in the body. The new chemistry creates new feelings and emotions. And as far as the brain is concerned, feelings and emotions are the end product of any experience, whether they are produced from a physical occurrence or are imagined. Therefore, the longer we hold on to a thought tied with positive emotion, the more we maintain the probability of its future manifestation. This ties directly in with the first point of creating new connections in the mind. When we introduce new thoughts coupled with emotion, we change our physical component, and again, what we project out into the universe. In other words, through our own deliberate thinking, we can change the chemistry in our bodies. This allows us to break any emotional addictions of a negative nature that are keeping us stuck in unwanted patterns, and it frees us from repeating the same negative cycles. Number three, remember that your body serves your mind, not the other way around. Our bodies are merely the vessels that we use for experience. And throughout our early years, we pick up patterns and cycles that stay with us. But it's important to remember that your body is intended to serve the mind as the mind sees fit. But most people have been conditioned to react to their bodies and physical senses, rather than internally creating new thoughts and emotions that break them free from old, undesirable patterns. If you want to change your reality, it's important to rid the mind and body of automatic programming that no longer serves you and rewire the mind and emotions. When this takes place, the body becomes the servant to the mind as it is intended to be. When we think negative, we feel negative. And this creates a loop wherein our negative feeling states reinforce our negative thoughts and vice versa. The mind becomes immersed in the illusion that it is the body, rather than recalling that it has control to not only change the thought patterns, but in turn also change the chemical reactions in the body. Subsequently, the mind holds all the power when it remembers that this is true. So just as when we think negative, we feel negative, we train our bodies to feel positive with emotion by thinking positive thoughts. By breaking any cycles of negative thinking and feeling, we can once again become the mind or consciousness. And it is through this consciousness that we elevate ourselves into becoming the masters of our own lives and the creators of the things we desire.
And that's from the Science of Deliverance Creation. So if to change what you're experiencing, rather than try to change what someone else is doing, first change your mind. Now, we hear these philosophies all the time, and yet we ignore them and keep doing the same thing the same way, expecting different results. We can't keep focusing on what other people are not doing and getting frustrated about how other people are behaving, because that will not change their behavior. We have to first change our thoughts and project in our own minds of the society that we want to experience and how it feels, so that we literally are creating it. We create with energy. We create with energy. The energy of our thoughts creates the reality we experience. This is why we're constantly bombarded with fear-inducing information so that we can keep creating this condition that we're living in. Those who are aware of this science are using it against us. And once we realize the power that we have, we will take that power and use it to construct the society we want. It really is that simple. And yet, as we were told, once you have established those neural connections, that thought pattern, the world is bad, you have to have a blood sacrifice in order for God to change things, so some people have to suffer, and this is how it is, and that's the reality. When we're stuck there, we keep creating that. So we have to undo the thought and change what we believe, and then change how we feel, and then we'll see a change in what we create. So this is why our first step with Women Against Violent Entertainment is to stop engaging in violence as entertainment. Stop playing it first and foremost on your television set, whether it's the daily news that's telling you how many people got shot, stabbed, killed, raped, and every other horrific thing. Stop it. Stop it. And people say, well, you have to know what's going on. It's not happening in your house until you bring it into your house. You bring the vibration of it into your house, and then it becomes your state of being. What did we just learn? It changes how you feel, and then it changes what you project out into the universe. Fear of violence. And what you experience, violence. Stop bringing the energy of that into your home through your devices, and it will not be your reality, nor will you be adding to and empowering and strengthening the energy that creates the violence. You won't miss anything by not listening to repetitive descriptions of children being massacred. Because what is that doing to your psyche? And they're giving you more and more details to make it more and more horrifying for you. That isn't bringing them back to life, nor is it changing the minds of those who, like Brother Kareem said, they've already sold themselves to the gun lobbyists. So nothing that's being said, no amount of describing the horror of those children begging for the police to come and all of that and how the bodies looked all torn apart, none of that is going to change that reality. You listening to it over and over again, it's not going to change that reality. So why are you allowing it? Why are you allowing it to horrify you over and over again by bringing it into your home? Why are you doing that? The people who need to make that change, it's not going to happen as a result of you listening to the horror of that event over and over and over again, because you already know how you feel about it. You already know what you think should be done. Change the neural patterns in your brain that that event created, that cycle of violence. Stop bringing it into your home. Because that's entertainment. News is entertainment just like a movie is entertainment. Stop it. First step. Second step, look at what your children are watching as entertainment. Police shows, people getting killed, people, graphic violence, you know, shows like CSI. I mean, I understand, you know, that's wonderful. But we're on a mission to reverse what's happening, because we don't like every day hearing about who got killed. So we're choosing to stop. We're choosing to stop creating it, which means you have to do something different other than, what you say, the same pattern. You have to change the pattern. Stop watching it. Stop watching it. Stop watching it. There are all kind of comedy shows, game shows. Love Steve Harvey. Watch Family Feud all the time. And there's so many other things you can do as entertainment that don't involve watching people suffer and die. Stop watching it. Stop playing it for your children. Give them something else to do that is fun and joy-producing. Games, game shows, lively, fun conversation. Music, dance around the house, do your favorite music without the lyrics to talk about violence and killing. You can create a different vibration in your home, and that's what you're sending out to the universe. And that's what you're strengthening. Make the decision. That's the most powerful thing you can do. Agonizing about it, fussing about it, calling the people who you elected bad names because they won't vote to get rid of guns, that's not doing anything but making you miserable. Change your energy. That's the power you have. Use your power. So Brother Kareem, your thoughts? Anybody on your switchboard want to make a comment on that?
Yes, we have someone with us. Bilal Kareem Abdullah. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Bilal Kareem Abdullah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Praise be to Allah. I'm so glad that I was able to come on the show today. Alhamdulillah. You know, it would be totally impossible for me as a person. I'm just gonna use me right now, okay? To actually tune out negativity, because it's in the Quran all the time. You have people doing wrong, rejecting truth. Prophets come, give them the message. They don't. The ones who don't accept, they get drowned. They be in a flood. All kind of different catastrophe hit them. So it's a natural response. You know, there's no kind of way I can get past that. And what I love to do is basically deal with the solutions that Allah gives us in the Quran. And the wisdom from Imam Wahdatuddin Muhammad, and different things I hear on different shows about certain circumstances. But it's necessary. There won't be no right if you don't have no wrong. So I imagine what it is that we have the answers, and we want to put ourselves in position to utilize the answers. You know, we don't want to be information overload and we're not doing nothing with it. I think that's where depression and anxiety will come in at. So, you know, so praise be to Allah that's the way I like to look at it, and it's helpful to me. There's another rule I like to share, alhamdulillah. Helping African-Americans kick slave habits. Al-Islam is indeed a benefit. They are consumed, controlled, and discarded with the so-called good life. Al-Islam is here to help man get it right. W.D. Muhammad was blessed with prophetic insight. The Trinity is a cancer. Death for humanity. One God, one humanity, anything else, borderline insanity. Emotional addictions, catastrophic consequences for individuals, drug and alcohol, and man thinking and acting irrational. Are we doing enough with what we know? Families and community worldwide are dying. Let's stay focused. We can't stop trying. We have a life of our own choosing. We are blessed with a fortunate situation. So let's continue fulfilling our obligation. Al-Islam put the most importance on the human brain, the corruption in the world driving him insane. Our most precious gift from God is our intellect. Obedience to God makes the believers the best. Making life better for all members. Ignorant and educated, rich and poor. Our Imam came and opened up all doors. We should always be content, but want to do more. Educated morality for an ethical society. We must wait for the end result and include all people in it. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you for sharing that thought. Now let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, brother, before you go.
Okay.
What is your daily routine in terms of what you do to bring peace into your mind and project it to others? What is your daily practice in terms of what you ingest into your mind that gives you a state of peace?
Right. I go to sleep focusing on what I'm going to write tomorrow after I finish making salat. So I read the Quran, read Imam Muhammad's books, write poems, keep myself, I invest a lot in my soul all the time. And things that is not, that are harmful to me, you know, I kind of like, I say, okay, then I know it. And I just say, I'm thankful to Allah for the opportunity to be able to write about it. So basically, it's it's just a regular life to me because I live it all the time. It's just a regular life to me, you know. And it's whatever comes into my arena, because I took out some time and invested my soul, then read the Quran, the white poem, the red book. So when these situations happen, then at least I know that I can do something about it. I already have the answer to it. So I'm motivated by wanting to serve Allah by doing best for the people. So that's, you know, in other words, in the environment I'm into or whatever come my way, I try to put the best on that to bring out something good from it. You know, so if a problem come my way or a situation come my way, I praise be to Allah. Most of the time, I'm just able to handle it because I have the knowledge. And I've worked with it enough that it brings about a certain kind of peace within my soul. And all I can see that Allah constantly elevates the believers. I know we are being elevated every time we go about doing something to benefit humanity. And so as long as I stay in that mold, alhamdulillah, the whole world will be better. Because why? Because I'm being better.
Well, that is important.
If
you're becoming better, then you're helping to make the world better.
Yeah, I'm all the world, and my world involved in doing what the prophet did, and that's what I do.
Well, we appreciate you very much, brother. We appreciate you for using your creative skills to share a thought, and we definitely encourage you to continue to expound and receive inspiration. Yes, go right ahead.
Yes. Almighty God has blessed Bilal with a special gift
mm-hmm.
of poetry.
Mm-hmm.
We have designated him as the Poet Laureate of
mm-hmm.
American Muslim 360.
How wonderful.
The positive words that he shared with us, and they rhyme. You know, they rhyme. He can hear a broadcast, and as we are speaking, he's writing, and can draw from out of it the best from out of that. And he structured it in the form of a positive poem, and that have really inspired us here. Those that hear him, his words of inspiration. So I just wanted to truly identify who we are speaking with. We call him Bilal, the poet laureate of America Muslim 360. So his words definitely have a positive effect on those that hear him. So I just wanted to say that.
Well, you know, the gift of being able to create images with words is very powerful, because you can create feelings with words, you can change moods with words, and this is why those who have that gift, they have to know where it came from. It came from our Creator. So if you use it properly, you can change the energy in the universe. A word, a song, lyrics. These are tools that we have to literally change the reality that we're creating. So that's a very powerful gift to have. And because our brother Bilal uses it in the right way to inspire, then he's adding to the positive energy in the universe. And that's what we want to encourage all of those who have been gifted with such a skill to use that gift. We can go throughout these areas of our neighborhoods and project beautiful lyrical sounds and songs and verses and change people's minds. That's what was so powerful about the revelation of the Holy Quran. It's to be recited in a way that's melodious, it's rhythmic, it's the sound of poetry, and it changes hearts. So So this is a God-given gift that actually creates, and that's what we want to be able to do, create new realities with sound, the power, the energy of the spoken word. So thank you so much, Brother Bilal. We got to take another quick break.
I'd like to say,
okay, yes, sir.
One thing I'd like to say, since I have great admiration for you and what you do, you know, I said, you know, I look at now too. I said, you actually have a family, interfaith, beautiful family that you be with all the time, you know, and y'all do things, y'all go and good events together and different things like that. Let me tell you, I had great admiration for that. I haven't gotten to the point where I can be kind of like do that on the level I would want it to be done, but praise be to Allah that you're able to do that, you know. So alhamdulillah.
Well, we certainly appreciate all that you have done over the years and continue to share that beautiful gift you have. We appreciate you. And we're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about, yes, peace and blessings be upon you all. And when we come back, we're going to talk about another collective energy we can put forth, a group entitled Peace, Prayer for the Establishment and the Activation of Collective Enlightenment. How can we join in to the collective effort to project positive energy? We'll talk about that when we come back after this quick break. So we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment.
Inshallah, when I grow up, I'm going to join CWSC. I'm going to help remake the world for you.
Hi, I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters.
We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex.
Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world. Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. I'm Naima Latif, along with my co-host Kareem Hamid, and we are talking about the power that we have to remove the violence from our society using the power of our energy. So earlier, we shared a video that kind of explains, on a metaphysical level, how our minds literally create the reality that we experience. And we can get stuck in a thought loop.
Unmuted.
Creating the same negative experience. So we have to change what we're putting in the brain in order to change what the output is. It's just like if you're baking, and for those of you who cook and bake and that sort of thing, you know, you put the ingredients in according to the recipe, and then you bite into it, you say, I don't know, it's not quite sweet enough. Well, if you don't change something in the recipe and you make that same cake again, it's going to taste the exact same way. So if you say, well, this is not sweet enough, that means you're going to have to add more sugar if you want it to be more sweet. Or, you know, perhaps the recipe called for, you know, cinnamon, and you wanted that cinnamon flavor. And you said, well, you know, it doesn't really taste cinnamon enough. Well, you got to add some more then. So it's the same thing with our lives. If we keep doing the same thing the same way and expecting different results, that's insanity. We're going to keep getting the same thing. So what do we do when something happens? And I'm not putting down people who are putting forth effort, because they're doing the best they know how. However, we're seeing the same thing happen over and over again. So someone gets very violent. They do something horrific. They take an assault weapon, they go and they shoot up a place, or they take a handgun, they shoot some people, not bothering anybody, or they get into a dispute and they shoot a loved one, a family member. Whatever happens, we see it on the news and we watch it. We ingest it, we feel bad, we feel angry, we feel despair. We feel helpless, we feel like victims, we get fearful, and we cut back on our enjoyment of life, because we're afraid of random people that may do us violence. So this is the thought loop that we're reliving and recreating and recreating and recreating and recreating. How do we stop it? First of all,
you know, Naima,
go right ahead.
You know, yes, there is a prescription for when you or you feel bad,
mm-hmm.
or you're in a depressed state, the prescription is don't linger there. Don't wallow there.
Don't wallow.
In that, the prescription is go and do something good for someone else.
Absolutely.
That releases you from that negative energy that by way of new social media and all of those things. Sometimes the more horrific things that we hear should be the catalyst, the motivation for doing more good. Don't focus forever on the bad, but let that be the motivation for accentuating the good. Accentuating the good. I read an article this morning. There's a young man here in St. Louis that had been released from prison, and he wanted to change his life around. But he had never been taught life skills, how to even write a money order, how to even, I mean, simple things that we take for granted. There are people that come from homes whereby the life skills were not shared with them. And he did not want to return back to a life of crime. And he entered a community center and saw a friend of his that he had known. This friend of his was a life coach counselor and sat with him and taught him how to establish credit, the do's and don'ts of when applying for employment. A lot of people do not know or have those skills. And because of that, this young man now, he's well established. He's doing well. He's doing fine. But he just suffered from a lack of knowledge of basic, very rudimentary, very elementary life skills. So if we can do that for people that show a proclivity of wanting to change their life, you know, we can say, well, don't lie, don't cheat, don't steal. Okay, all right, now what? But many of them need to be taught life skills. You know what I'm saying? How do I reestablish myself? What's the first step? What should I do to reinvent myself? Okay, I'm not stealing, I'm not doing all of those things, but I lack basic life skills, how to present oneself, even re-registering for a Social Security card. Do you hear me? But even Social Security card. Some people don't know. How do I do that? Where do I begin? So the accentuating of the positive, accentuate the positive. And here is what is peace for me. I know that Almighty God is in charge of everything at all times. And when something happens, it is only because he has allowed that. And what should I glean from that? What message is within that?
Yeah.
Yes. You know, there is a positive that should come from these things that we see. What is he saying to us? This idea and I have to go there because it is very important, this idea of white supremacy and the idea of they will not replace us. That is an offshoot of racism, So God is telling us, no, you are one humanity. And Racism is insanity. You see the results of racism. Stop judging each other by the color of your skin. You are a one human family. That is the loud clarion call that is being said to humanity. So when we see these things happen, oh, that is so horrible, that is terrible, then what is the lesson in that? What should I do? What is my response to that? How can I draw from out of that something positive and do something positive? Go and help someone. And just think, go and help someone that's not even of your ethnic group. Go and help someone that's not even of your ethnic group. Accentuate the positive. So these things happen, and they shock the system. But we don't want to stay in that shock state. We should go and do something that is positive. You know, there is a pleasure center in our brain,
absolutely,
a pleasure center. And when something happens, or that pleasure center is triggered, it releases a chemical, a substance called dopamine.
Yeah.
Called dopamine.
That's right.
And there are receptors that accept that chemical, dopamine, and sends that pleasure to the human being.
Yeah.
But if we continue to not accentuate the positive, then our brains become negatively affected by. The pleasure center ceases to operate properly. So it is the plan of the oppressors of human beings to just bombard them with
negative.
Bad news.
Yep, that's it.
With
that's exactly right.
We have
that's
to accentuate
exactly
the positive. It begins with self.
Yes. Well, you know, it's so powerful that you have expounded on that, because feel better. Go and do a good deed for someone. And that neutralizes the intention of those who want to keep us in a state of depression, because you've now taking your attention, like you say, you don't get stuck on the despair. You take your energy and do the opposite, do the good deed. And that will not only change your view of reality of, oh, this is a terrible world, we're all going to hell in a handbasket. You know, instead of the feeling of despair, there is gratitude, which is very high vibration. Gratitude is always something that will heal your mind, body, and spirit. So you're doing something good for someone, feeling gratitude. You're feeling gratitude that you have this good feeling, that you've done a positive thing that is opposite of the negative. And as you said, these things happen to inspire us to do the positive things. So we've been sharing stories of good news on a Facebook page called Get Inspired. We've been sharing some of our shows where people come on with good stories of triumph over challenges, and people doing good deeds to total strangers, like you said, people who are helping people that they don't know, whether it's teaching, like you mentioned, you know, a person really needing somebody to take time and teach them life skills, or someone sharing some basic resources, or someone giving someone an opportunity, or someone saving someone's life. And we've got some wonderful, we've discovered some wonderful stories of life-saving activities, animals rescuing people rescuing animals, you know, and all kinds of things, where we're seeing a harmony on planet Earth that is just wonderful to behold, and it negates the impression that the people with the negative belief system are winning. That's what we have to erase, the thought that negative energy is dominant, because it isn't. Even though it's been given a dominant position every day on the news, but we can change what we believe is happening by focusing on the good deeds and participating in them. So we urge people to go to the Facebook page, Get Inspired, and counteract the daily negativity in the news with some positivity. Ingest something that's going to inspire you so that you can see that the world really is a place of good people, and it really is a place you can trust people, and people really do care about each other. That really is the reality. Not that other thing where some people are so steeped in fear, they're worried about, you know, being replaced and all of that insanity. All of us are here for a learning experience on planet Earth. And we're just one family of humanity. It doesn't matter what your outer covering you're wearing, your color, your eye color, your hair texture, none of those things matter. You're a living being, and whatever container you're wearing, you're still a life force energy. Coming here, life in physical form, before you return to our Creator. And if you figure out that your purpose for being here is to learn how to love, then you have passed this course in the Earth School. But for those who don't know any better, we can't allow their incorrect belief systems to become the dominant force in our brains. So, as you've said, when something negative happens, choose to do a good deed. Choose to counteract that. Choose to cancel that out. You have the power. And this is something everybody has the power to do. We get stuck on trying to make somebody else do something. And then when they don't do it, we get frustrated. So that's when we get that same loop, that repeat over and over again. This person did something bad. We're angry about them. We're going to make them behave. We're going to make them change their thoughts. We're going to make them do something. They won't change. We're mad. We're frustrated. We just get stuck in that cycle. Don't focus on what other people are not doing. Do the good deed that you have the power to do. And nobody can keep you from doing that. And that is how you change the world. So this is what we're advocating. We've got Facebook pages, websites to steer you toward positive action. As you said, beginning with oneself. That's the only person you have power over. I don't care how you talk to other people. The only person you have power over is yourself. And yourself is very powerful because your very speech, action, energetic projections by your own thoughts, you are changing the world yourself by changing yourself. So this is the power that we wanted people to realize they have. And put it in place.
We never know who is watching us or who we may influence.
Absolutely.
You know, we're not aware of that there are people that are watching you. And not from a position of envy, but you become a model for
yes.
them. You are not focused on that, but you just do good because it's a good thing to do. You
yeah.
do right because it's a right thing to do, but as you aptly said, that it begins with self. I have to change my world. I am a composite of the whole world. Me as an individual, I am the composition of the whole world. So if I want to change the world, let me change my world. And that's the world that I will dwell in. And inshallah, we never know who we will influence and
that's
who
right.
we will have a positive effect upon,
that's
especially
right.
those that receive
yeah.
a good deed.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
We have to turn this thing around, but it begins with ourselves. Let us challenge our thinking. I can't help it. I have to continuously say, we have to have the courage to investigate all that we have been given, that we have utilized to sustain our lives. We must do an intelligent assessment of what we have been given, our thinking, our emotions, our behavior, our actions, for we're living in an environment that has been influenced by the oppressors of human beings. And it begins with self. No doubt that idea that I shared with us, the idea of blood sacrifice, I pray that we don't just take it, oh, well, you know, Kareem, yeah, okay. No, that we truly look at that concept permeated throughout the earth, throughout the world, the concept of blood sacrifice to what atone for our perception of a wrong. Our perception of a wrong. In order to write that, I will shed their blood. I will shed blood. So that blood sacrifice, we have to look at that. We are inundated with movies and stories that show someone have done wrong or whatever, and the answer is bloodletting, to go to war and to kill them. And we wonder how come we're having this explosion now of the killing of the innocents, the killing of the innocents. God says to kill one single innocent person is as if you have killed all of humanity. Why? Because we are the composition of the whole of humanity. We are. That's one of them. So let's look at our thinking.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. So I'm going to make a suggestion. Each person who listens to this show now or in the future, do one thing each day. Do one good deed for a total stranger each day. Something little. It doesn't have to be this major thing. Even if it's just giving a compliment to a stranger. One thing each day. Do one good deed for a total stranger each day. You will be surprised how that will impact your life. Try it for the rest of this week. See what happens. One good deed a day for a total stranger. You can do something as simple as, you know, pay somebody's grocery bill in line, or something as minor as a compliment. Oh, that's a beautiful dress you have on today. Something as small as that, something as large as is paying a bill, something as minor as giving a smile to a child and saying, you're such a wonderful human being. I'm so glad you're here. You're going to be a great asset to the world. Just do one good deed for a total stranger each day and see how that changes the reality that you experience. And the other thing, start your day with a good thought about yourself, whether it's, I love the way I like to paint, or I love my smile, or I love the way I take care of my child, or I love the way I drive this bus safely every day, whatever it is, think some thought of positive gratitude toward yourself. Give yourself positive energy. So that's two things to do. Expression of love toward yourself by your thoughts, thinking something positive, and then do something positive to a stranger. Those two things will transform what you experience in your life, I guarantee it. Because you're changing the energy that you have created. And you will change the energy that you draw to you. So instead of focusing on fear that some unknown person is going to harm you, you seize the power to create the energy around you and you will find that your experiences in life are going to be those that bring joy. So we got to take our last break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the collective work that we can do to literally change the world. And as Brother Kareem said, you know, we've been taught that it's all about bloodletting. Oh, we gotta attack somebody. No, we change the world by our collective energy. And we'll talk about that movement for peace. Prayer to establish the activation of collective enlightenment. We'll be right back after this quick break. And we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be right back after these brief messages. And if you're on our switchboard and want to add to this conversation, simply press 1 and we'll come right to you and get your thoughts. And we will be right back after this break. So stay with us.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
To Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn it into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Back. You're listening to and watching The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima
Alhamdulillah.
With our co-host, Kareem Hamid. And I am so excited today because we get a chance to, give people a sense of empowerment after them having been inundated with despair. You know, the energy that we put forth, even though we are not taught this, and I think you said this earlier, we are one, all one collective energy source. We're part of the all that is. Everything is a part of the creation by the one mind of the Creator. And so we're all connected, and we're literally feeling each other's feelings. So there was a collective mood of depression this past week over this tragedy in Texas, which came just days after the tragedy in Buffalo, New York. And then in each of our cities, there are various tragedies happening, as Brother Kareem speaks about, the shedding of blood and the culture of violence. Even those who are not actively participating in the acts of violence or personally affected by having a loved one impacted, they're feeling the collective consciousness of sadness and despair. The depression, the mood of depression that gripped the nation and spread throughout the world, because other people heard about this and they felt the pain. So when we hear about these acts and these atrocities and acts of terrorism and everything abroad, it saddens us and it affects our mood, it affects our spirit. We get depressed. And when your body is depressed, that affects your health. So the collective depression created by the act of people who are not in the right spirit because of whatever has happened to them, it affects us all. So we have to address it in the way that is most powerful, and that is energetically, because it's the energy that this person is responding to, whether they had a childhood of bullying and abuse and neglect. It's the energy of non-love that they are responding to. Whatever you give someone, they're going to give it back to you or someone else. You plant a seed, it grows, it sprouts. So we have people right now, and as you've said, Kareem, we see these young people with these acts of violence. They're expressing to us what was given to them, which is non-love, neglect, not giving basic survival skills, being made to feel worthless, neglected, abused. They're giving back to us what was given to them. We can be angry about it. We can give them more pain by locking up everybody or treating all people of a certain color or a certain age or part of town as if they're probably going to do something wrong and cracking down with police. We can do all those negative things, and none of that's going to change the reality we have created, because the problem is energetically we have given pain. So we have to reverse that. So this last social media collective activity that we put forth, prayer to establish the activation of collective enlightenment, the acronym PEACE. Another Facebook page in which we can participate in a collective action of thought. Now, this is energy work on a higher level, and a person has to understand spiritually how it works. If you're believing that some people are evil and they need to be punished and they need pain and they need suffering, if you're believing that, then you're sending negative energy. It doesn't work. Positive energy is what works. Negative energy only creates more negativity. So you've got to understand that people who do negative things is because they've already been given negative energy. So if we're going to change energetically what is happening, to use a higher energy in order to overcome a lower energy, which means rather than sending anger and resentment towards someone who hurt people, we must send them love. Send them love. That
you know, Naima?
Understanding the teachings of the one we know as Jesus and all of those spiritual masters who demonstrated the power of that energy to heal what's broken inside of a person who does harm. So, Brother Kareem, go right ahead. You were saying?
Yes. You know, in our faith, you know, throughout the Quran, it mentions various prophets, Moses, Idris, Jesus, the son of Mary, Abraham, and they are sent as warners to communities. They are sent as warners to change behavior. And we hear of Sodom and Gomorrah, and the flood. We hear these stories, and we are not in our minds. We are not to say good for them.
Mm.
They didn't listen. Good. No, that is not the Islamic mindset. We ought to feel bad for them, not celebrate the bad consequences of their not having heeded the warning. So we do not celebrate pain, you know. No. We feel bad for those people or those communities that earned with their own hands the consequence of their actions. We don't feel good about that. We don't. So this is the Islamic thought pattern and train of thinking. When they say, well, it is written that Jesus is to have asked God, forgive them. See? Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Huh? You see how we are in line as one? As one faith, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So we don't celebrate the bad consequences that may befall people. We feel bad about that, you know. So we hope that what we have said will help us, you know. But we have to be able to read the signs. Let me share a quick experience I had. I was driving home from work one evening, and I had a flat tire, and I'm on a long stretch of road. I used my little rinky-dink jack and took the tire off, and I was rolling the tire to a service station. It was quite a distance away, and I got there, and they fixed the tire, and I'm rolling the tire back to my car. This gentleman pulled over. He had a beautiful truck, big old, I don't know, F-15 or whatever, big, beautiful truck. And he asked me, how far did I have to go? And I told him how far. He said, throw the tire in the trailer here and get in. And he took me to where my car was, and there were other African-American men with me. And he got out of his truck. He had a real jack. I mean, one of those real jacks. He removed my little rinky-dink jack, and he utilized his real jack. He had a nice power tool that tightened the lugs back up and everything.
Mm, oh yeah.
And I was thanking him, and I said to him, I wish I had something to pay you with. He said to me, no, you do something good for someone else.
Ah, that's
you do
the
something
world.
Good for some.
Yes.
And guess what, Naima? He was a Caucasian man.
There you go.
Do you hear me?
That's it.
He was Caucasian.
So that tells us this is the positive, which counteracts whatever negative you hear about some other Caucasian person doing something that was hurtful. This is somebody who was helpful.
That's right. That's right. So I'm just saying, don't just let our good deeds just be among us. Yes, we know charity starts at home. But if the opportunity arrives that you can help someone that is not of your ethnicity,
absolutely.
Do that.
Yes.
We're all human.
Long way. It changes a lot of things. It will change them, and they'll change someone else's life. This is what we say. When you do a good deed, now just think his good deed, how that impacted not just you, but the people that you were with.
Yes.
Their attitudes and beliefs that
yes.
they may have had about people of other ethnicities. So you transform things by your own actions. And that's the most powerful thing we can do. And that's something we have the power to do. We don't have to ask somebody's permission to do a good deed. We just do it. And this is how we change the world. This is literally how we change the world. So, yeah, you experience it right there. And these are once we focus on the good, these are the kinds of experiences we'll keep having. And so instead of us believing that the world is bad, our world that we're living in, that we're experiencing, will be a good world where people are kind and considerate. That's what we'll be experiencing because that's what we have created with our own thoughts, our own actions, our own beliefs. And that's what we'll experience as our reality. All we're saying, choose your reality. Make your reality be the reality that you want it to be. So we've said today some things that
caller here on the studio board, Naima. I'm just alerting
okay.
you. We have
okay, go right ahead and open the mics for our caller. We appreciate you joining
okay.
us today.
Careful,
oh, we got a couple
312-671.
Yeah, and we got a couple of calls on this switchboard as well. So go right ahead.
Erico 312.
Well, in Yashalom. Yes, well, in Yashalom. Grand Rising and Assalamu Alaikum. Brother Kareem and Sister Naima. Minister
yes.
of Florida.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Yeah, we got a couple of calls on this
right.
switchboard as well. So, yeah, we'll take your.
Okay.
So,
all
so
right.
what are your thoughts
you
about doing
that doing
daily good deed?
Yes, ma'am. You know, everything in the whole universe is built upon unity, and it starts with one. One is oneself being the world's greatest personality that you have discovered within yourself. So it still takes a village to raise one child, and no one can raise a kid. We have to leave out the kid is the wrong. The
mm-hmm.
right is the PMA. Which is God, every second, every minute, every day, and we need all the help we can get. We still are doing what we do and helping the whole community because the Honorable Mayor Harold Lee Washington said we must plump the whole community. So we are plumping it up in peace, love, unity, marketing people. We're marketing the female solution because you all got the real solution to humanity way of life. Which is
absolutely.
Success breeds success.
Absolutely.
And I love you. Keep up the good work. And
well,
have a please me
likewise.
Pump day, as Les Brown said.
Well,
hallelujah.
Likewise, keep doing what you do. We appreciate you so much. We got a couple of callers.
Everybody appreciate you.
Get in as well. Yes. Area code 574-341. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience.
You dare to come to me.
574-341. Go right ahead. What's your name? Where
you
calling from?
You know why people built this country, right? You know why people built the country? It wasn't really black people. I know y'all like to tell each other that, but I'd like
cut
to
cut him off, Naima. We don't
right
have time for that foolishness.
We had
well, you know, you have your thoughts, and I think we all have collectively built this country, and we all have to collectively rebuild it to the way it should be. Area code 773-521.
Oh, good morning. Did you know Abraham Lincoln revitalized the train system and put tracks all over America? Abraham Lincoln, a black man, did y'all, you know what I'm saying? So whatever that brother's talking about.
I remember the railroad system.
Right, everybody's fighting the flesh. Everybody, and that's the enemy. That's what he wants you to do. You know, God is a tone. That's what I call atonement. God is a tone. God is a, and so when I give, I'm practicing a law, a principle that God is going to give back to me. You ever heard people say, well, I gave some. I said, well, don't you expect something from God? No, I just gave that just to be given away. I don't know. I don't want nothing from God. I said, well, that's God's principle. That's how my world has changed. I've been doing it for 30 years. So I have a tone now. I walk with a tone, with a peace. I'm already there. And some of us are already there. You understand? We're trying to share what we know to get people on board. I've been there for 30 years.
Yeah. So, well, that's what it's all about.
Right. So I'm not into race. I'm not into gender. Tone. That's your character. Tone of your voice. You're a tone. And your tongue can spew out negativity. But you're so right. I mean, I'll give it to all kind of races. And it looked at me like, wait a minute. Because God said, I'm saying something. I'm talking. God said. In a word, he does not want you to become a beggar. He wants you to become a lender.
Yes, it's always better to give than to receive.
Give some in your house that you ain't using. Give away some food.
Give
good word.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you so much. Keep doing what you do. Yes, this is. You can't convert anyone, but you can inspire them by your example. And that's all we ask people to do. Be an inspiration by your example. And choose to be part of the positive energy revolution that's happening. There is a love revolution happening on the planet. Like Brother Kareem was saying, every time something happens, it's to inspire us to do the opposite so that we can change the world that we have miscreated with our negative thoughts about each other. And the whole illusion of race is just an illusion. We're one energy of creation. That's all we are, regardless of what kind of container we're wearing, whatever color or size, shape it is, it doesn't matter. So we feel each other's pain. So let's stop giving pain. Let's stop believing we have to give pain. Let's stop believing pain is the answer to someone who's given pain, and let's give them love. So this is what we actively are building in terms of those light workers, those who understand the light, those who are enlightened, to give love energy to those who are walking in darkness. Not anger at them or wishing them well, wishing them bad or wishing them hurt, but wishing them healing of the soul, healing of the spirit, so that they can come back to the collective mind of God that we are all a part of. That's where our power is. It's in the thoughts that we choose to allow into our minds by way of our TVs, our cell phones, our computer devices. We can choose to bring joy in rather than replaying pain all day. We can choose that. And as we said, Women Against Violent Entertainment, we are asking to take this step and remove it from your home consciously. Don't buy it for your children. Don't play it on your television sets. And choose something peaceful, something loving, something that will bring you joy, and see the difference in behavior and conversation in your children. Second thing, look at those things that inspire you. Go to our YouTube, our Facebook page, Get Inspired, and see some of the good news that good deeds are bringing. That's the reality you want to focus on. And the third thing, send love energy to people who are causing pain.
because they're only doing it because they're in pain. We can energetically change the world. It starts with the mind, the thoughts we think, and the emotions we create from those thoughts. When we take back our power to create, then we'll see a new creation. So thank you all for joining us. Brother Kareem, last words before we go?
Yes, words make people. Words are anything that sends a message to our mind. And they do resonate. They send out a vibration of positive or negative. Send out positive resonance, positive vibrations by positive words and positive actions. Thank you, Naima. Praise be to Almighty God. We thank Almighty God for you.
And we thank all of you all. Thank you for joining us. Join us tomorrow for Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And thank you, Dr. Debbie, for your good words. She says, Grand Rising, love that look, Queen. Well, I got my blue glasses on so I can see. But we thank you all for joining us. And join us again tomorrow and be a part of the solution. We thank you all.
We've come to the end of our show today. But you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsanida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, geret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia.
Thank
Shukran.
You for using Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.